This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. We're delighted you're with us today, and your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey there. Good morning. Hey, your email didn't work. It bounced. I'm going to have Julie try to send it to you forward because sometimes my email is now being blocked by different servers.
Yeah,
really creepy.
That's a feature. That's a feature. That would be like we find the same thing. People say, "Hey, I've called you. How come you don't answer your phone?" And I'll say, "Well, because it didn't ring." Literally, people will say, "Well, I sent you an email."
My phone rings when I get telemarketing.
Yeah,
well, I never get it. You know,
do you have an answer for the telemarketers? Because I do.
I do too. I just hang up. I don't even say a word. Once I hear what it is, I'm gone.
Well, I want to get off their list, and
that's not going to.
Well, first of all, here's what they do. They have a power dialer, okay, a computer dialer. And it will ring, it will call about 6 or 10 numbers at a time. Boom. And whoever answers the first, that guy gets transferred to that guy sitting in the cubicle with his headset on, looking at his script ready to read it. Okay? That's how it works. So if you are bright and early to answer your phone, you get the telemarketer first. But if you let it ring 3 or 4 or 5 times, somebody else might have answered one of those calls, one of those 6 to 10 calls first. And you won't get that guy. So that's one thing. If you're really quick to answer the phone, that's why you find that you get the telemarketers more than if you answer the phone less quickly. What I do, Rick, is I ask the guy's name or gal's name. But usually it's a guy. Almost always it's a guy. And if he says his name is Joe, I go, "Joe, wow, when'd you get out?" "Excuse me? Joe, it's me. Ben, when'd you get out?" "Excuse me? Joe, murder one, you're out. This is awesome. We got to go to lunch." And what happens is that telemarketer is brand new on that job because they hate those jobs. That's like the job of last resort. You know, most people would rather get a government job or sell insurance than be a telemarketer. So they know that the boss is listening in because they're new. And the last thing they want the boss to find out is that they've been a murderer. Or, you know, in prison for a real serious crime. So I always link me to them as a serious criminal, and I can't wait to meet him again because we were in the same cell block. "Joe, cell block C, come on, remember me?" And you know what happens next?
You're a sick man. A very ill person.
They hang up on me. Can you imagine that?
Oh, bet they do, man.
And you know why? And they do two things. One, they hang up, and two, just before they hang up, they click that mouse that says "Do not call this guy again," because they don't want themselves to be on the phone with me again, because I would say the same thing. "Joe, it's me. Come on, Joe. Really, you don't remember?" "Yeah, you got to remember, Joe." Well, so they disconnect and they remove me from the call list. So it takes a couple minutes to do that, but it's really satisfying. And they're not used to that. They are not used to being told that remember me from, you know, cell block C. Anyway, that's a little bit of humor, and I guess maybe I have too much time sometimes. And that's maybe why I do that. But, Rick, I'm angry. I'm angry at so many things.
Oh, listen to you.
Well, I am. I'm looking at...
Why are you laughing and grinning then?
Well, I'm... Okay. You know that I've gone John...
Oh, butt did. Ah, you like it. Mikey likes it.
You know I've gone John Galt, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm literally doing everything I can to drag my feet when I... When the government demands something, the government corporation demands something from me. Like how many of what do I have so they can tax me? Well, the last time they sent me one of these forms, they wanted me to send it back in, and I really don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, so I faxed it in, and they called me. You know, how many tractors, how many cows, how many sheep, goats, horses, you know, trucks, trailers. You know, farm equipment, how many of each, serial numbers, weights, lengths, widths, all kinds of things they want to know, you know, to put in their database. That's what government corporations do. They compile data. They enter data. They sort data. They compile data. Then they use that data to get more money from you. Well, I hate it. And the part that says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that the foregoing list contains a true and correct statement of all tangible personal property made taxable by the laws of the state of Missouri, which I owned or which I had under my charge or management on the first day of January. I further solemnly swear or affirm that I have not sent or taken or caused to be sent out, taken out of the property to out of the state to avoid taxation. So help me God. And it says sign here. There's no way I'm going to sign here and agree to that. So I cross that off. And I say, this is an estimate. I don't know the real number. Okay? But they sent it. I faxed that whole thing in after I, you know, crossed off the part and initialed the part that I don't agree to. I did the same thing on my income tax return, by the way. And, they called right back and they said, we can't accept that because their fax machine reduces the size of that page and they can't then scan it into their automated machine. So Mrs. Finelli said, she said, did you still have a copy of that? And I said, oh, I just shredded it. So now I have to recreate it. Well, it's going to take me a long time to, you know, to recreate all those things. And I don't know if they're going to be same numbers or not. I don't know. But, you know, when I get to it, I'll get to it. I just hate this invasion, Rick. I just... Are you getting the same kind of thing that I'm getting? Invaded by these
it's worse than... I've noticed in my town that the police officers are not the same people anymore. They've had a rotation of lots of younger guys. They're writing tickets in town. This is state police now, not county or city. The state police are writing tickets for going 6 miles over the speed limit. If the speed limit is 35, if you're at 41 or 42 miles an hour, you're going to get a ticket. I have the whole thing is no longer about serving and protecting and trying to make a driving experience safe as much as it is money and racking up how many points, how many tickets did you write, how many did I write, and the guy that writes the most tickets gets the motorcycle. That's what's happening in my town. How about yours?
Well, I wrote down a couple of things that I want to ask. If I'm audited again, which actually I'm looking forward to, because I will be broadcasting all about the who, what, when, where, why, how, the names, all those things. But I'm afraid that I would start out that audit at the IRS's location or at the state's location with the following statement. You know, before we get started, are you a homosexual? Are you a pedophile? Do you cross-dress? You know, like Bruce Jenner does. Do you do any of those things? And I think that would put this guy off guard. And then the reason I would say, well, I need to know kind of a little bit about you, but you know, before we get started, because you're going to ask me a lot of personal questions, I assume. So I just need to know, you know, kind of what you're like.
Oh man. off balance.
And then I would go on to say, because I've got a list. I got a list of
questions. Is that called a
questions.
Spitball?
The other, next question.
I remember the spitball.
Well, yeah, well, here's one. Right after those, you know, do you cross-dress like, you know, Bruce Jenner does, wear high heels and things. Have you ever committed a crime? Have you ever lied? Now, because those things are important to me, because, you know, if you're asking me questions as an IRS auditor or a state auditor about finances and things like that, and if you've lied, then I don't know if I can trust you. I guess I might need to have another auditor, different auditor.
Yeah.
And by the way, my tax returns now say that there's a fee to talk to me. You know, I've complied for free so far, but anything after that, there's a fee for my time. And it says that. It says if you need additional information, it's $100 per hour with an 8-hour minimum.
Yeah,
so
there's punitive damages if it goes beyond a certain. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why. It takes months for us to prepare our taxes. All year long, we accumulate these records. We have to store them. I would prefer not to do all that. And then they want us to be able to prove everything that we've got. So we have to have every iota of information categorized the way they want it categorized. I'll tell you what, if I started a broadcast on Monday and just read the IRS rules and regulations, just read them out loud on the air, it would take probably 3 months. Take 3 months to cover the information and the rules and regulations and calculations and columns and sorting and dividing, adding, subtracting, all that they want me to go through. And that's why people don't do their own taxes, because they feel intimidated. So when I get audited, I'm gonna turn it into a class. I'm gonna ask this auditor. You'll have to explain this to me, because, you know, I tried to figure this out, and I've gone to school, and I've learned things like adding and subtracting and multiplying and dividing, but this is really complicated, and each year you guys change this stuff. So it's really difficult for me to learn. But since I'm here, I'm at your disposal. Please teach me, and my wife, and my children, and I brought some guests with me, because we're all interested in how this works. So please teach us right here, right now, how this works. So maybe we can save you some time next year.
You know, one of my best friends is an IRS auditor, and believe it or not, and he hates his job. I mean, he really is. I'm concerned about him. He's a really nice man.
I thought I was your best friend. I thought I was your best friend.
Well, you are my best friend. Just on the other hand.
We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to do right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Just since we took this short detour, I wanted to, before we get into physics and science and weather and some more serious things, I just want to let you know that if you are audited, if you get stopped by a public servant like a cop or an IRS auditor or a state auditor, you can bring with you what's called a public servant's questionnaire, referring to the Privacy Act of 1974. And it's a form. It's a really neat form, and you can print this out. Just do a search on your favorite search engine, which should not be Google, by the way. You might want to start with DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com, and make that as your default search engine. Or start page, you know, pick one of those. But it, this form says, you know, it looks like an official form, and it is. It says public servant full name, ID number, and there's a box where they can check refused, driver's license, box where they can check refused, badge number, they can check refused, their residence, you know, street, city, state, zip. It goes on to say, their office mail address, their employing agency or department, their supervisor's name. Will a public servant uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? Yes or no. Will the public servant furnish a copy of the law or regulation which authorizes this investigation? Yes or no. Will the public servant read aloud that portion of the law authorizing the questions public servant will ask? Yes or no. What prerogative does a citizen have in giving answers to public servants' questions, voluntary or mandatory, check the box, goes on and on and on. And what are you going to do with this information? Who's going to use it? You might want to have one of these in your glove compartment. You might want to have these near your front door or wherever you happen to answer the door. And you might want to have those in one of those, you know, in your, in with you. You know, if you get audited, I'm certainly going to do that. Because I've gone John Galt. I am not going to feed the engine. I am going to drag my feet when it comes to these demands. I am going to gum up the works whenever and wherever I can. Regarding the invasion of privacy, when I go to stores and they want more and more information, you know, I'm going to try to provide it as best I can, but it might take me a couple days. And I'm not concerned about the people behind me in the line at the cashier. I'm not causing these problems. I'm just trying to help this cashier with whatever they want to know. But it's going to take me a long time. And the more they pressure me, the more confused I'm going to get. That's just the way it's going to be, Rick. So that's going John Galt. Any comments before we get into some physics?
You're lucky that that's all you have to deal with. I don't even have to deal with them at all. My incomes are so pitiful. You know, all I have is Social Security. You've got Ferraris in your garage. You've got cows in your field. You've got dry grass turning into more worries. I like my life simple.
Well, that's a little exaggeration, Rich. Rick, we don't have Ferraris.
I'm kidding. I wish I have a
$280Z. Well, I'm sure your 280Z can outrun our Ferrari. Our Ferrari has been stuck in.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Can yours go over 55?
This is interesting.
Our Ferrari stuck.
The top end on an automobile is the brake horsepower to cross-sectional frontal area of the car. That is like a boat, you know, that you can only go so fast because of the bow line and the length of the boat. That determines the speed because of drag. And I wanted to know what my 280Z would actually do. And I took it up to Pacific Raceways up in Puyallup, and I opened her up. I've never done it before. I was afraid I was going to blow cylinders, you know, the whole thing. I opened it up to what it would do. And guess what? The 280Z in 1976 was rated at 147 miles an hour, and they clocked me at 167 miles an hour, confirmed. And the cool part was, as I got up past 110 miles an hour, my car started gripping the ground. The actual spoiler worked.
Well, I got to tell you, that'll blow the doors off that Ferrari because we have a 1980 Ferrari, and it's stuck in first gear. It only goes 55 miles an hour, and if you got to back up, you got to have somebody stepping on the clutch. That Ferrari's what a piece of junk. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail. The Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, class. Just a quick update. Robert Stewart's going to be with us tomorrow at 9. Lee Wickenhauser at 10. Lee and I are going to be talking about cars and these failures that we are seeing with cars. And we're going to tell you why we believe these car parts are failing at record rates. catastrophic failures, big, deep, expensive failures on American and other vehicles. I think you're going to be quite surprised, but you'll be glad to know that you can find the answer as to why this is happening right here at USA Prepares. Rick, Winter Storm Ulmer, 95-mile-an-hour winds in Amarillo, Texas. Colorado Springs, 97 miles an hour. 11,000 people, vehicles, were stranded on the interstate. 100,000 in Denver without electricity. 500 miles of Interstate 80 closed from Wyoming to Nebraska. Unbelievable weather we're having.
Yeah, there are some reasons this is happening, and I'm surprised we haven't had a day after tomorrow yet.
I am too. Class, we're laying in supplies here as if we are going to have a day after tomorrow. We're trying to get the things we need to survive, including lime, a lot of lime for our fields. We're taking care of that. We're expecting that it's going to get worse, not better. I got a call from our dear friend Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org, and he and I talked at length yesterday, and he's a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant, USA Prepares instructor. The problem that Dane and I have is our schedules just don't line up, and we're trying to find a day that works for both of us to come have him come back on the air. And I think we can do it. I have to shift a few things, but I think we can do it soon. And he told me that he is extremely concerned, and I'd like you to hear from his own words, but he told me he's extremely concerned about these dramatic shifts in the weather, the U-turning of these high winds, the kinds of experiences that we're having on our farm. And here's what I said, and Rick, you and I have talked about this. Let's just maybe talk about it in a little more detail. I mentioned to him that a couple years ago, we've noticed that when we have rain, that the creeks, the wet weather creeks, now, class, a wet weather creek is a depression that the water flows down to and travels to a lower area. So it's dry until it rains. Then when you have rain, the water collects there and goes downhill. So we have these creeks that aren't flowing all the time. But when it rains, they flow, and when it stops raining, they cease flowing. We notice that they foam. There's like detergent in the water, bubbles, not a little bit of bubbles. It's like washing machine water being poured into the stream at vast quantities. And so I tried to trace this to where is it coming from. Now, there's no deposits. Our farm is half woods and half open fields, meaning half grass. No one has deposited a mountain of detergent on our farm. We don't put chemicals on our farm. We don't do it. We don't fertilize. We don't apply pesticides. We don't do that stuff. We have an organic farm. Well, our farm has these bubbles in the wet water creeks and streams. So I got in the truck and I drove around. So does everybody else. And they don't have mountains of detergent on their property that's leaching into the water either. So where's it coming from? It has to be coming from above or below. I don't think below is a good answer. I think above is the answer. Well, I mentioned this to Dane Wigington yesterday. He said it's a surfactant. They have determined for sure that it is a surfactant that they are spraying on us. You know, I'm looking at the bars on this Comrex BrickLink screen, and it shows me that we had an outage. Isn't that interesting? Just what I'm talking about what these guys are doing. A couple seconds. It's surfactants as well as other chemicals and elements and materials and biologicals that they're spraying on us. And that's where the bubbles are coming from. So it's not just us. It's not. They're not just targeting the Finelli farm.
Yeah, their faction is to take the crap that they are putting in the atmosphere and thin it out using water. What it does is it breaks down the water into smaller molecules so that the product is more easily dispersed. That's what a surfactant does.
So, here we are, class. We have these chemicals, the biologicals, and the surfactants, and we look at this and we go, gosh, it looks, thank God it stopped raining and these bubbles are going to stop, dissipate. Well, they're going into the ground. These chemicals, these surfactants, are going into the ground, ultimately into the groundwater for your drinking
pleasure.
Yeah, and
into your body water and into a lot of different things. The plants, the animals.
So if you've got a garden as we do, it's going to rain on the garden. Oh, well, what you can do is build a greenhouse. Now, how much is a greenhouse? That's going to cost you thousands of dollars. Unless you build a plastic one that you replace the plastic every couple of years. You know, a big hoop house that you call a greenhouse. Okay, you can do that. And then you get to water your garden. And what are you going to water your garden with? Water that you capture off of your roof, which has all those chemicals in it as well? Or are you going to use groundwater that's ultimately going to be polluted with the same chemicals? I don't understand how this is going to work, other than kill us. So then here's the question. I wrote this down, Rick. And some people are going to think very poorly of me when I ask this question. So here's the question for our class. So you look up and you see these chemtrails in the sky, these airplanes poisoning our skies. And then you see some, we'll call them missiles, going up toward those airplanes. So you see the airplanes spraying the skies, and then you see some missiles being launched from the ground toward those airplanes. Who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? I'm not going to say, because they'll come and arrest me. But it's really clear to me who I want to win. And I mentioned to Dane Wigington yesterday, I said on the air, there's one way we can stop this. So the pilots who, let's say they have a wife, let's assume male pilots for now. So they're flying around and the wife says, hey, listen, honey, you're out there flying and you won't tell me what you're doing. You say it's classified and you can't tell me. Well, I've learned about these chemtrails and you're up there flying around. Now, if you're flying in one of those planes and you're poisoning the planet, you're going to create a defective child. Because we want to have a family, don't we, honey? So if you think that I'm up for creating a defective child, that we're going to have a lifelong series of unending problems from you going up there and flying around and inhaling the chemicals that are sprayed by the guy in front of you, the plane in front of you, it's not going to happen. So here's what we're going to do. Until you quit doing that, you sleep on the couch. Period. End of story. I mentioned that to Dane. He thought that was pretty neat. I also mentioned to him that maybe we could appeal to Barron Trump, Donald Trump's son, and explain to him what's happening, and maybe he could go to his dad and say, Dad, I think we got to stop this. Dane absolutely stunned me when he said that they have communicated this information about the chemical spraying of our skies to the Trump administration, and it's gone nowhere except increased. He said with each regime, well, he didn't use the word regime. He used the word administration. He's much more polite than I am. He said with each administration, it's gotten worse. We can't fix this. Jeez. I mentioned that, and here we go again with, wow. See, class, I have these red bars that show up on a screen, and it tells me when we have dropouts. It's only been when I've been talking about this that we have dropouts. Very interesting. So according to what Dane has learned, Dane Wigington, the Trump administration knows about the concerns that we have about these chemical sprays in the skies. And everybody's sick. And it's gotten worse, not better. So it doesn't look like the Trump administration is going to fix it anytime soon. Rick, any comments?
Not at this time. I'm very concerned with why they're doing it. Is this happening in the Soviet Union? Russia. Is this happening in Russia? Because it's a UN project over Oregon. We've already vetted the aircraft out of Chilliwack and Klamath Falls. So we know that it's a UN project. To what end? Is it weather modification? Yeah, probably. What else? I don't know. I can tell you that...
Okay, weather modification.
What's that?
Okay, that's what Dane and I talked about that. Now, Dane is well over 1,000 miles from us. And he lives in a wildlife reserve. And he and I were talking about the trees. And in his neck of the woods, and our neck of the woods, the same exact thing is happening to the trees. We have trees. I'm looking out the studio window. We're surrounded by woods. And there are many trees that have, most of the trees have branches with no leaves on them. I'm talking about deciduous trees. No leaves at all. But there's some trees that the leaves have refused to fall. They are brown, the leaves are dead, and they are glued on. And 60, 70 mile an hour winds have not blown them off. Same thing is happening to Dane's area.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, just to recap, we've had, about a week ago, we had 10-degree weather. We had rain, hail, snow, freezing weather, 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds, and the leaves are still, dead leaves are still stuck on some of these trees. Not all of them, but some of them. But most of the trees have no leaves whatsoever, which would be normal. So Dane lives in California. He said the same thing is happening there. Joey lives in Michigan. He's on the northern part of the country. Same thing is happening there. I'm in Missouri in the center of the country. Same thing is happening here. So I just wanted to share that this is what's happening. These dead leaves are like glued onto the trees and they're not coming off. And I've never seen this before. In my entire life, I've never seen this before.
Well, there is no question there's weather changes occurring right now. Is it global warming or global cooling? The correct answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a time and place where there are going to be some massive changes. I'm going to send you a link on Skype. I sent it to you on email. It bounced. Has your account been suspended? It says something weird. I sent it to What's going
and
on?
I'm just trying to decide. Well, I'm trying to decide what I want to do. And I'm really serious about this.
When you grow up?
Well, if I grow up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No, seriously, Rick, I feel that we all contribute so much of our time to this broadcast, and so few people are actually doing things to help themselves. And I'm so disgusted with so many of the millennials, not all of them, but so many of them. And I'm wondering, why am I doing this? And I'm starting to speak out.
Yeah,
more
I have
and
something
more
to say about that. Yeah, I got it. I went 2 weeks ago. I went to the Josephine County Sheriff's Office, the city police, and the county police, search and rescue, county extension, and said I'm prepared to offer free workshops. Me. If they wanted to sponsor and put those on, I would show up and do them for free in memory of Matt Stein. And do you know, want to know something? I have not received a single callback. That's me.
Well, okay.
That's
well,
me.
Okay.
Man, I cannot believe it. It's unbelievable. And worse, they don't actually care that people aren't ready. It's not even about that. They don't care.
Why would they care? Rick, you came to one of our real large expos in Springfield, Missouri. And I met with the emergency management department. I met with all the departments that you've talked to, the Civil Air Patrol, the Red Cross, the National Guard, the Missouri National Guard. I met with most of the churches. I sent free coupons for all teachers, students, and their spouses to all the public schools. I invited all teachers and their spouses and their children to come to the expo for free. I even said anyone who needs a scholarship, if you can't afford the $5 to come to the expo, I will pay your way in. And you don't have to prove anything. All you have to say is, may I have a scholarship? And I've advised everyone at the front table that anyone who wants a scholarship gets one.
All right.
For free.
Well, here's the one I want to talk about at the turn of the hour. I just posted
on
this. Putin scientists predict mega
we'll talk about that
U.S.
Just
earthquake in 2 weeks. And
let's
nobody
right
is talking about this.
Well, we are. We're going to right after the top of the hour. Rick, no teacher, no public school teacher came to the expo. And the guy that was in charge of emergency management was on TV making fun of us, saying, well, if they want to have a flashlight and some batteries and a little bit of water, that'd be okay. That's the government corporation's position on preparedness. They don't want us to be prepared. And I got to tell you, if they want help from me when things go south, they're not getting it. No help to the government corporations. None. Because they've been in our way every step of the way. Lying to people. Telling people, you don't need to prepare. We'll talk about the earthquake that Putin says is coming right at the top of the hour.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.